This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: are there any logical reasons for our praying and worshiping of Allah? Now, dear listeners, as we know, all human beings, especially Muslims, have rights, duties, and responsibilities upon one another. One of these very human rights is to be thanked for the love and goodness shown to others. Even if we are not Muslims, we are duty-bound to be grateful for the love and attention which we get from others. Being grateful is an innate part of human nature. Giving thanks is a part of human nature. Now, this right is identical: the right to be thanked, the right to show appreciation. It is identical in every language, race, nationality, religion, and country. Gratitude must be directly proportionate to the graciousness enjoyed, meaning one must be more grateful to someone who has given them more things to be grateful for. Now, just think about this for a moment. Is there anyone who has more right upon us than Allah? There can be no one, because Allah's favors and blessings are innumerable. They cannot be counted. There are so many. And Allah Himself is the most generous being of all.
If you see a child pulling a train with one arm, you will immediately say, "The one pulling this train cannot be the child, because the child does not have the necessary strength to do it." In that case, there must be some other strength that I cannot see, and this child is only a curtain of that strength. The thing that causes you to think like that is the imbalance between the cause and effect. The child, in this example, is the cause of his or her pulling the train is the effect. The cause is very weak and ineffectual. And since the effect requires a very great strength for it to occur, it dismisses this cause from the role of the doer and proves the presence of another agent. Even if you do not see the possessor of this strength, you will not doubt its presence, because its performance is right before your eyes. Are there not more fascinating works that take place in this universe? Of course there are. And in fact, there are far more interesting works. Giant trees grow from small seeds. Fruits that are different in color, taste, and shape are attached to the bone-dry branches of trees. The jet-black soil works like a pot, so to speak, and all sorts of vegetables ripen and or cook within it. A person's entire life story and everything that he has learned is registered in his memory, which is as small as a mustard seed. A person is created from a drop of water. Yes, splendid works that we cannot count occur before our eyes all the time, while the causes that generate results are very ordinary, weak, simple, lifeless, and poor. The results that occur from these causes are very ingenious, sapient, and valuable. This condition proves that that these causes do not create these effects. On the contrary, God Almighty performs these works. The causes are only a curtain to His power. To understand this matter better, let us reflect on an example. The golden plover bird, which is 200 grams, migrates 4,000 kilometers from Alaska to Hawaii every year. It covers 88 hours, 3.5 days, of travel as it flaps its wings without stopping. Scientists had figured that the birds needed about 82 grams of fat as fuel to complete this journey. However, the golden plover has only 70 grams of fat as fuel. Despite this, no golden plover falls into the ocean when its fuel is exhausted. What could its secret be? Golden plover birds arrange themselves by flying in a V shape as a flock. This way of flying lessens the resistance of air and saves the birds 23% of energy. In this situation, 6 to 7 grams of additional fat will remain once the birds land on the ground. The remaining fat is reserved as backup fuel in case winds blow from the opposite direction. Now, let us make a comparison. While a golden plover bird burns 70 grams of fat when flying 4,000 kilometers, a Boeing 737-800 needs more than 16 tons of fuel to be able to fly the same distance. Since this plane has the capacity to burn 14.2 tons of fuel, it cannot accomplish this type of flight without refueling. In this example, the golden plover bird is the cause, while the effect is the activity and journey that it accomplishes. The golden plover is a bird that can be understood by its name. It does not have intelligence, wisdom, power, strength, etc. However, its journey is one that can only be completed through an immense amount of wisdom and strength. For this effect to occur, it would require some kind of knowledge and power. Since the golden plover does not have this kind of knowledge and power, it proves that the golden plover is not making this trip on its own, and that it is being made to undertake this journey.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, dear listeners, how much should we truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we think about it, is it even possible to thank Allah as He deserves? Truly, it is not possible to be able to come close to any part of being able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His blessings. Allah created us from a single cell and provided us with all that we need in order to survive, such as light and heat, earth and air and water, bodily limbs, instincts, strength, nature, plants, animals, senses, intellect, emotion. The list goes on and on and on. And He sent the divine prophets for our guidance and our spiritual training and perfection through a set of divine laws brought by divine people. If 1 million of us were enjoying these blessings from someone else, would we not have been indebted to thank him for the rest of our lives.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, The Whispered Prayer of the Hopeful. Please stay with me. My God, I have fastened my hand to the skirt of your generosity. I've stretched forth my expectation toward reaching your gifts. So render me pure through the purest profession of your unity, and appoint me one of your choice servants, O He who is the asylum of every fleer, the hope of every seeker. O best object of hope, O most generous object of supplication, O he who does not reject his asker or disappoint the expectant, O he whose door is open to his supplicators and whose veil is lifted for those who have hope in him, I ask you by your generosity to show kindness toward me through your gifts with that which will gladden my eye, through hope in you with that which will give serenity to my soul, and through certainty with that which will make easy for me the afflictions, of this world, and lift from my insight the veils of blindness by your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the logical reasons of worshiping Allah. We had been discussing how just based upon the blessings that Allah has given us, this in itself requires gratitude and thankfulness. And this shukr, this thankfulness, is shown in its true form via worship, servitude, obedience, ubudiyyah, prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined what was lawful, halal, and what was unlawful, haram. And He also provided us our material and spiritual lives with a perfect means and methods. We honestly have everything we need as far as our material concerns, as well as our spiritual concerns. Allah has made available the conditions for our worldly and hereafter growth, advancement, bliss, and prosperity. Now, who is the one who does us more good than Allah? Is there anyone who has given us more than Allah has given us? And is there anyone who deserves to be worshipped due to these blessings and graces given other than Allah?
Ilahana ma'adalak malika kun liman malak labbayka qad لبيت لك
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك إن الحمد لله.